Good evening.
Good evening.
I join with you this time. I say to you, my dear friends, it is of much interest to those of us in spirit to see such excitement as you have had this past week.
Yes.
Yes, it was a wonderful evening last time when we were all overshadowed by ones from different planets, and I suspect you would have had something to do with that. Anyway.
I, of course, am involved in all that this group undertakes. But I, of course, was not with you last time, but I'm aware, of course, with what is happening here. I am aware of you at all times. Let me say this to you, my dear friends. Although your excitement lies in the fact of experiencing these other beings, the purpose was that each one of you has now experienced an overshadowing of spirit. In order to catch your attention, because after all, I have been trying to encourage you to take note of who comes close to you. Until now, some of you have found this just a little difficult. But because of the nature of the overshadowing, might I say, it has got your attention. You understand? Now, I say to you, dear friends, you have felt that overshadowing. You know there is nothing to fear. That all of you, if I might put it this way, returned to normal and found the experience to be one that gave you greater joy.
Yes, I can say for myself it was certainly a very positive experience. I think that goes for us all.
Yes, that is what we meant to achieve. There now, my dear friends, there is no reason for any of you not to be used by those of us in spirit who wish to use you. You understand?
Yeah.
That was the true purpose of that exercise. After all, I told you earlier in this one of your years that your own self-development was to the fore. And that has been the reason why I have not come to you so often in order for this development to take place. Is there anything you wish to say on this subject?
I was just wondering if you were the instigator of Eileen not feeling very well last week so that we could have that meeting.
I would not deem to take responsibility for that happening. But of course, if the instrument had been with you, the format may have been slightly different. Yes. Yes. But I do not inflict instruments with earthly problems.
No, I didn't really think you had.
No. Thank you.
It was certainly a very positive experience, and the overshadowing was felt, and as our organizer departed and there were farewells, the overshadowing just totally went at that point. It was a wonderful experience. Very positive.
Yes, with no fear left behind.
No, I think we relished it like we so much enjoy looking at the nature and all the diversity of life. It felt like a bit like a celebration of so much diversity of life.
It is a celebration of opening up to spirit. It should not be celebration. It should be a natural happening for you all. Because you have reached a stage where each one of you, as individuals, should be able to blend more closely with spirit, without fear or any worry of any kind that you are not safe or you feel fearful. Because, as you know, my dear friends, it will never happen whilst you have fear. That is why we choose this diversity of feeling, because we knew you could not deny what you are feeling. I hope that you will agree with those words.
It did seem that everybody felt that what the control was agreeing with.
Yes. Yes. I am most happy that you have achieved that state. That state of feelings. spirits more closely to you. Now, my dear friends, it is time for you to focus more on what a spirit wants you to achieve. That you listen, that you feel more closely those who come and stand by you, who wish you to undertake the work of spirit for whatever reason. You now know, my dear friends, that it is possible, and that is most important for your own development.
Jan was just saying that when she had a bad leg last time, you told her it was because she perhaps wasn't on the right pathway. And there are several of us in this group at the moment who've got trouble with our legs. And
I did not say the wrong pathway.
No.
May I correct
yes,
you
do.
And say that it means probably that at this present moment of your earth lives, you do not wish to move forward.
Ah, right.
Mm. Ah, yes, I remember.
Yes, yes.
Not that you are on the wrong path.
Ah, I did beg your pardon, yes. So maybe there are a few of us who are...
Need to go forward.
Forward, yes.
And that carries on from what we have been discussing.
Yes.
This evening.
Exactly, that's what I was just
you
thinking.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
You see how all things come together.
Yes,
yes. Has the lady a question for me? The one called Jan.
Hello. I'm sorry if I was wrong. I'm sure that the
no, word... do not judge yourself. It was a misuse of words.
Right. Yeah. Okay. My question, I think I've been having all day.
Yes.
Was on the subject of organ donorship. I think that's the question I've been having all day. It's been certainly raised in the media, etc.
Yes.
And I sat and thought at length for some time on my own about it. And I'm not sure which side of the fence I actually sit on, whether or not it should be something that we should choose to do, or whether our governments are going to try to make us all donors unless we choose to opt out of that situation. But on a spiritual level, if another person gratefully receives, which we know they do, somebody else's heart.
Yes.
For both sides, spiritually, it must be an enriching experience. Obviously, the recipient carries on, hopefully, in good health for some years. But for that spirit that's gone on, knowing that part of that physical being remains and is keeping somebody else alive, must be an extremely enriching experience. Am I right, or could you elaborate on the spiritual?
Yes, I understand. I have been waiting for you to ask, but that is why I have come to you.
All right.
Of course, if we are speaking spiritually, if we are speaking of disease
mm-hmm.
of man, the answer to that question would be that these donations would not be necessary, because mankind spiritually would learn to heal that body.
Mm-hmm.
But that is an ideal earthly world. What is important is the reason behind what is happening. And of course, someone who gives is doing so for good. That would never be judged as a wrongdoing. How could it when the act is done in love? So yes, I would say anything done in the name of love will not be frowned upon in spirit. But what we as spirit would like you to do as human beings is to focus on that disease of man and change things that way.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not likely to happen just yet. So I say to you, my dear friend, be guided by your conscience.
Yes.
And what you feel to be right for you, because no one walks your pathway in life.
No.
Does that help you?
It does, thank you very much. The other question I have is, I try my very hardest to go within spiritually, but when I get...
Yes.
Time's fairly...
Please help her. Please. It is good that you allow these emotions to come. That is why, my dear friend, I have singled you out this evening. Please give her some healing, and I will help.
Did you hear Lillian give us a healing?
I don't know where to take the feelings I have. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do, basically.
You, my dear friend, are so harsh about your own feelings. Your emotions are harsh at this time. I would say to you, as you go to meditation, all you can do is to offer yourself to us in spirit, who will come to you and help you. But you have to allow us to help you. Can you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think so.
Yes. Do not be too concerned. Do not be concerned.
But most of the time, I know the basic problem is that I'm a people's person, and then when I have reclusive times, I just feel so alone.
Do not worry. When you go inwards in meditation, you are never alone. None of you are ever alone. There is always someone with you who is willing to help. Sometimes a as human beings. Everyday life seems harsh to you. Everyday life brings new problems or troubles. That is why, my dear friends, I say to you so often, it is important to go inwards and to find that unity with us in spirit in order that we can help you to grow. But you are hard on yourself, my dear friend. I will try to help you or make sure that the help comes to you. But all we need you to do is to put to one side the fear of thinking. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. I do.
Yes. Let yourself just be. That is all we ask. Just let yourself be.
Thank you.
Hopefully you are now feeling a calmness come to you.
I am.
Yes. Allow it to engulf you.
I wasn't expecting that. I'm sorry, Greg.
Don't worry about it.
It is what was needed.
Sorry?
It was necessary for you.
That's why you said, was there a question?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
People living together, though, I must confess, is not always an easy thing to do.
It's got nothing to do with other people.
No, it's she focuses on herself and is harsh with herself. Yeah. She must just allow herself to be, to allow us in spirit to uplift and to take her on her spiritual journeys. That is what she must do.
Well, thank you, Sonia. I feel as if I've got a big...
Yes. It has been lifted this time from you.
Yeah.
We hope, my dear friend, that it has enabled you to look forward in order that we can help you more. You understand?
Yeah, I do, thank you.
Now just allow those around you to swamp you in love, in peace. And you will feel, before you leave at this time, a great joy of love. Now, my dear friends, with those words, I will withdraw this time. I am happy for each one of you that you have experienced just a level from spirit that has enabled you to let go of a little of your fears. And with that, I will allow you to continue with your evening.